The future of water rights in Otago is headed to court today. Some irrigation rights date back to the gold mining days, but that will change in October when a new regime comes into force. Timothy Brown has more.
When the Resource Management Act came into effect in October 1991, Otago was an outlier. Taking water in some areas was permitted by rights dating back to the gold fields. The almost 600 people, mainly farmers, who held those rights were given 30 years to change to resource consents. But with expiry only 6 months away, around half those permits remain in effect, and most of the people who hold them have not even applied for a replacement consent. Anita Dorr from the Regional Council says the situation is complicated, and that's why what's called Plan Change 7 is now headed to the Environment Court.
ORC put our hand up and acknowledged that we could have done more sooner. There are complexities, it's not as straightforward. There are compensation provisions in the RMA. It's a really complex issue and a solution isn't easy. And part of the reason that we haven't come up with a solution is because there wasn't a whole lot of clarity about what the best solution might be.
When the new council was elected in 2019, Marion Hobbs, a former Labor Environment Minister, was chosen as chair. She pledged to get to work on water, but after getting a hurry-up from current Minister David Parker, she asked him to call in parts of the water policy, in essence sending it to court. She says that ultimately cost her the role on the top job.
I see it again and again. Demonstrated just about every meeting. There is a group that comes together that is voting down that particular line of what that group of farmers wants. The trouble with regional council, the community is defined in terms of very small communities of like-minded farmers.
But she has no regrets about the decisions she made and says the Environment Court is the best place for decisions on Plan Change 7 to be made. Councillors seem to be torn about whether the changes should be decided in court, but Chair Andrew Noon says it is what it is.
The government deemed it appropriate to step in, so hence the ORC essentially playing a spectator role. We've accepted that and we'll wait and hear back from the Environment Court.
One group which wanted to see it sorted at a local level was Federated Farmers. The lobby's Otago president, Simon Davies, says he's disappointed it was called in as some farmers, whose livelihoods are on the line, face a gruelling court process.
We've got some farmers that are going to support the Federated Farmers submission and they've been scheduled in for 3 hours of cross-examination and that's fairly daunting for a farmer.
Forest and Birds Otago Southland Conservation Manager, Rick Zwan, says realistically it was always headed to court.
I think it's probably at the stage where this is going to be the only possible way that it could be resolved. I think it's symptomatic that it's taken so long that the process hasn't really worked to date, that we're now heading into this hearing. And at best, it's a bit of a stopgap until we get the act together to get the actual new plan in place that reflects more comprehensively the new freshwater rules.
The Environment Court hearing has been set down for 7 weeks. In Dunedin, for Morning Report, Timothy Brown.